Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
You know, I was thinking, I've heard Rosalind McGrath talk about the goddess energies, and we were going to do another channeling show at some point down the road, and I thought, you know, there's a couple other things. There's always a road I want to go down, and I thought, well, this is something that she is really doing and is a part of, and why not learn more about these goddess energies? So Rosalind was kind enough to come back, surprisingly, and want to talk to me. How you doing?
Good. Very good. How are you?
Great. So, you don't mind doing a little channeling?
I love to do some channeling.
And again, just so people have to be familiar, they've listened to you on our other shows, but a little background about who you are and how you became a channel.
Sure. I live near the shores of Lake Superior in Marquette, Michigan. And I started out in the arts, focusing on visual art and teaching that in the schools. And gradually, through life changes, I needed to learn about a whole new area for myself, which was spirituality and metaphysics and healing forms that take that into account. And in my learning and growing process, I was exposed to things and also had trainings that helped bring out my ability to channel. And I found that that is quite easy for me. And as TG and I have spoken about before, I see channeling as a kind of a broad term, really, and that in a sense we're all channeling to be here, that there are energies flowing through us, and that we're more than our physical selves, and any inspiration, in a sense, could be considered a channeling. Mm-hmm. I know often people, when they say channeling, what they mean is using the voice, which I am referring to today,
right.
And that speaking for other energies, often they associate that with getting to speak with someone who has passed on,
right.
Which I occasionally do, but more as part of helping someone find balance and healing, so it may be broader than that. But usually when I channel, I'm asking for whatever energies are most helpful for that person and their intentions for the session to come through at that time. And so, and TJ and I talking about and the goddess energies and calling upon that individually and not being sure where to go with that.
Right.
I'm going to ask for whatever goddess energy would be most appropriate for this podcast and its listeners at this time.
Okay, so I really don't know much about this, and I've heard you talk about it, I've heard other people, but I really haven't explored it, so perhaps we'll hear from, I don't know if they're going to have a name, but maybe just an energy entitled with it.
I'm sure they'll bring a name forward.
Okay.
That will help. it will help people access that energy when they think about it later.
Mm-hmm. I suppose you need a moment of silence, don't you?
It's always nice. Thank you.
Sorry.
So we would like to share a brief introduction overall.
All right.
The term goddess is used both for particular energies that exist as well as more generally. And we will speak from the general to begin with. we feel most impressed of, to share with you that this term goddess and this reference to feminine energy is certainly not meant to be exclusive to those in female bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But its prevalence has more to do with planetary connection, more to do with the Earth itself as a living organism.
And why would that be?
Repeat, please.
I said, why would that be?
That there is more an association, a sensual association, and an earthy association that comes with the goddess.
Hmm.
And that is a balancing factor that is being called upon more and more because it is a way you are helping to create balance with your attention to this.
And is that something that's really lacking a lot?
It is not as lacking as some would say, but it is coming forward as a means of balancing. And it has been very lacking in the past, and this has been shifting for some time now, but it is not complete yet.
Is this part of what part of the energies that people talk about, the shift, the change, you know, that everything coming forward? So is this part of that? Is that part of that shift that's been
yes.
coming forward? Okay. And let me ask this, since I'm not sure where to go. They're just going to pop into my head. How long have the goddess energies been a part of this? Since the beginning?
Yes.
I couldn't answer my own question that one, I guess. Right?
Well, I'm sure it is a helpful question for many listeners.
How many, again, I don't know where to start with this, but some are well known throughout our history, some of the goddess energies. And I'm guessing there are just infinite number of goddess energies.
Yes. It is, for example, some of you may be familiar with the term energy centers or chakras
mm-hmm.
for the human body, as well as other bodies. And the Earth itself. In the human body, you talk about the seven energy centers. They are not the only energy centers.
Mm.
They are the most noticeable ones.
Mm.
There are many, many more. So it is similar in this way.
I guess what I was getting at was the actual names that people have given some of these goddesses, if you want to call them goddesses, the energies that have come forward, and whether or not they were real or whether or not it was part of fiction, like Isis and Kali is another one, I believe.
Kali, yes.
Kali. And are these actual energies, or is this part of a tribal, part of their hierarchy, their belief system?
These are energies that became associated with particular groups of human beings. And through that relationship, the ability for other humans to access this energy grew.
Okay. And so there was an actual physical being at one time with some of these goddess energies?
We do not use physical in the way that you do.
Okay.
Energies exist. There are many energies that you experience, but you do not see them.
Did any of these energies walk on the planet in human form at some time?
No.
Okay. And these were always ones that, how did the people become aware of these energies? Was it an innate, an inner awareness?
They were more expanded in their awareness of Earth and its energies and qualities, and they experienced in their dream time or their quiet space, they made this connection.
Now, do each of these energies, the ones that have names, do they all bring something different to the table, or is it a similar thing, just maybe a slightly different way?
There are differences. There are ones who have had different names in different cultures, yet refer to the same energy. But there's a variety of energy, and yet it is all one, just as there are a variety of humans, and yet there is the species itself. And really, we are aspects of you, and you are aspects of us in the larger view.
Right.
If you think of a fan unfolding, perhaps.
Well, you know, you hear these different cultures, like in India, with Kali. Is that from India? And they kind of pray to that goddess energy, or they're connected to that. But it's completely different, like in Hawaii with Pele. And so I just wonder why it's so different all across the world.
Well, you develop different customs. But there are important aspects of experience that are related to through different deities, as they call it. And we would like to define worship a little bit further, because in its true sense, it's paying attention to the worth of. It is paying attention to the worth of and calling upon this value or group of values to guide you. It is not about obedience.
Right.
Although certainly there is such a thing as an integrity, at times even a, I don't want to say exactly tenacity, but a kind of strength that something is priority to you, that certain values or ways of being are priority, and you inculcate those in your life and express them in your thoughts and actions in the world. And so you can become more imbued with the wealth and the worth of this deity's quality. It is not meant to usurp the concept of the creator itself in any way, but to be facets of the creator, as all and everything is facets of the creator.
So when you work with these energies, I mean, we really don't need to, because we're already there, but we've just kind of forgotten. I mean, why would you want to connect with these energies?
To activate their abilities in yourself.
Okay.
To expand yourself of who you are and what is available to you in the world. So the more you associate, the more you connect to the worth of certain values and qualities, the more you may become imbued with them yourself. And so to call upon, to open yourself to a wider and potentially quite palpable array of energies and abilities does not mean because the little super, like a Spider-Man or so on, but that you have a respectful and deep connection.
Speaking of connections,
yes.
your goddessness, we're losing you a little bit on the phone here. I'm sorry about that. Could you just repeat part of what you just said there again, because I lost that?
And from which point? Where?
When you started to explain about the goddess energies, just that last sentence would be fine.
What you quote-unquote worship, or call upon, invoke, some say, what you invest in the worth of, you become more deeply and personally connected with. You can more easily access these qualities and their potentials in yourself without it being the ego, without it's respectful awareness.
Okay.
It is, as we said, not becoming Spider-Man, but perhaps valuing and growing the talents of the spider, as an example, in oneself.
Wouldn't that also be Spider-Woman, not necessarily Spider-Man?
Indeed. We are going along with your pop culture.
Yeah. So it'd probably be Spider-Woman if we're dealing with the goddess energies, I'm thinking.
Indeed. Indeed, the one through whom we speak has painted a kind of a Spider-Woman, actually, yes.
So let me ask you this. Obviously, this is a female energy as opposed to a male energy, and I'm guessing it's we need both of them, obviously, but the female energy, what does that bring? What does that bring?
Greater association with cycles, with natural ways of being, a greater calling upon the receptive principle, and we feel there is more, and the balancing culturally for many of you, as well as within the workings of your own personal being.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you say that the male energy has been very dominant for a long time on this planet?
It has, in a way that has not helped the male.
Right. Has not helped anybody. And there was
We would like to refine this just a little bit. It has helped you get clear on some things that you no longer desire.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been an important part of the journey.
Was there a time when actually these goddess energies were suppressed?
Oh, that is quite clear. Yes, they have been, and yet there have always been those somewhere, even within the most repressed of cultures, who have experienced it spontaneously because it does exist.
And I guess my next question would be: was there a time when it was accepted openly on this planet?
Oh, indeed. There was it was the predominant force.
So it's kinda,
and then this itself became unbalanced.
And that was that by choice, or did we just lose our way, or how does that come about?
The unbalance, or
the unbalanced.
It was not it was not by choice, but it was a trend that grew, and it was part of the growing process of the species.
So it's kind of like we knew what we were. We were well aware of who we were at one time. And then we kind of went down another road and we kind of forgot a few things or lost our way a little bit. And so this is bringing us full circle.
Well, in a general way of speaking, yes. We suggest you may ask this one or some other to bring forth information more information about early human history, if you like.
Okay.
But this suits our purpose for now.
Okay. Who would you suggest that I should talk to?
Well, there are several vying for attention.
Okay.
And we will check in and allow one to come forth. And
thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. I am known to some of you as Aphrodite.
Aphrodite.
Yes.
And your energy has been associated with this planet since the beginning, since it created?
Yes, in some way or another. Not by this name, but yes.
And when, because I'm talking to you, and it's hard for me to fathom, and I know I guess it doesn't really matter, but, I mean, you're a group of energies or you're a single energy?
We experience every energy as a group.
Okay.
That it has facets. But for your purpose, you may consider me a particular constellation of energy.
And do you, like, have personality? Or do you just kind of sit there and wait for somebody to dial you up and go, hey, is this Aphrodite?
I have a particular way of being.
Okay.
That is recognizable.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know very little. I mean, I read a little bit about Aphrodite. What kind of energy do you bring? If people are seeking you to maybe for guidance, what will you help them with?
Love.
Isn't that what all of them do, though?
in different ways. We have more to share. We really are very focused on love of the sensual.
Mm.
Love of the senses. Our great appreciation for you in your physicality.
Mm.
And of all the earth and all of creation for its sensual nature, its feel, its weight, its sound and texture, its touch, its how it carries light, how light moves across and with it. It is this aspect of love that is our nature and our clearest attribute and our gift.
Hmm. When was the last time maybe this is just a crazy question, but I'm guessing you were associated, I don't remember offhand, I remember reading about Aphrodite in history books and things like that. Were you associated with a certain culture?
The name comes from the Greek civilization.
Okay.
Again, we have been around much longer, and there are other names in other cultures. We do use the mental framework of the one to whom we speak, and so she's most aware of this name.
Okay, and so the ancient Greeks, they spoke about gods and goddesses.
Yes.
But those weren't real beings.
We are real beings, and yet they kind of made their own version of us to a degree.
Okay. Because didn't they have...
You will find descriptions of me that sound rather petty.
mm-hmm.
But that is more of a projection there.
That's what I figured. Because, you know, I don't know if, you know, you hear so many... of the ancient god stories, whether it's Zeus and all these other ones, were there actual beings by that name?
There were energies that matched main points that this name was associated with, but the energy is not limited to the name.
Okay, so these all had an origin. These ancient legends that we hear about in our history books, they really had an origin.
Yes.
And it's not what we think it is.
It should be taken with healthy question marks.
Okay.
And if it is a topic of interest for one, a sincere desire to check it out for oneself.
Mm. What else would you like to tell us, Aphrodite?
I highly recommend, I lovingly suggest those whom are quite clearly overweight or struggling to maintain weight, or they have a vision that you speak of as anorexic.
Yes. Mm, yes.
Who see themselves big but are not and have great difficulty here. Any form of eating disorder in particular, please call upon me. Call upon me because I love you exactly as you are and your physical being. And if you desire to connect with me more fully, you will begin to enjoy creation in a balanced way. You will not try to make up for things by taking them into yourself, or to make up for things by not allowing them into yourself.
And how do you go about influence? Is it just that your energy is around a person?
Yes.
And they pick up on that. And it's really harmless. Some people might listen to this and go, oh my, I'm going to be possessed by Aphrodite. And it's not that at all, is it?
It is extremely unlikely that you would come to the point that you would believe you are me.
Right.
If you choose to go further down the road of connection with me, you will feel very associated. Hmm. But you still will not be possessed, as is considered.
And you don't lose individuality when you... when you act with another energy. I think maybe some people would be concerned about that, but this really is done out of love, and we have to ask for it. Because is it true that Aphrodite, you respect beings as we all evolve, and we're not going to get the help unless we seek it and ask for it?
Well, as long as a part of you asks for it, mm-hmm. it is available.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add the wealth of the conscious mind to that asking, then it is more available. We also say, do not overwork the conscious mind in trying to do this, because that is not actually an openness, but more a little bit of nervousness or compulsiveness.
Mm.
We also recommend those of you who love nature and desire to see nature loved and protected, you may appreciate calling upon me as well. And as you have endeavored to describe, no energy is intended to take you over. None of us. It is not about that. You will always be your own being, and you will always be responsible for your choices.
And it's really there to help us remember or help become what we actually already are.
There is so much that you already are, indeed, and this is one facet of that potential.
Okay. Well, hopefully
that... Also...
Go ahead.
Yeah, we would also like to ask the lovers who want to be and the lovers who are, and all those who have experienced any form of abuse, and any who have any confusion or disharmony regarding their sensual and sexual experience to call upon me as well, because I am all love, very focused upon the sensual, with the intention for balance and wholeness.
Mm. Very good. Well, it's nice talking to you.
And the same here, dear one. We thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, well, maybe we'll do it again.
Indeed.
Is there someone else that would like to come forward?
There are several. I will move back and allow another to come forth.
Thank you.
I am Isis.
Mm. We were just talking about you, Isis.
Indeed.
You know that, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Aren't you associated? Are you associated with the Egyptians, or?
This is an Egyptian name, yes.
And how long ago did, I guess this has gone on a long time, but when were you more accepted readily amongst the people?
Oh, a number of times in different forms.
So there's no recent, like the most recent answer, 10,000 years ago, a few thousand years ago, or?
The number that comes forward here is 12th century.
Okay.
12th century. It was a very strong time for awareness of my nature.
Okay.
You have many, many tales around the world inviting my nature, referring to the cycle of death and rebirth, which your Christ story is one as well, with some different connotations to it,
mm-hmm.
but certainly very related.
And so, when people call on you, what are you offering to them? What are you helping them with?
Metamorphosis.
Really?
Very complete. And deep, very full metamorphosis. Many associate this with the death and rebirth cycle. And for some, this is the way that they choose to do this. It is not that I come and create death. mm-hmm. is that I understand it as part of birth. Whenever a full change is required, I am available.
So when we're transitioning from this lifetime?
Yes, as well as a really needed change within the lifetime. Some of you, more and more of late, go through great metamorphosis, and not too willingly.
Mm-hmm.
And I am there. I know that ultimately nothing will harm you, although it may be experienced as quite painful at the time.
Mm.
I understand your nature, and that you are doing your best to enact your growth.
And how did you, and I didn't ask this of the last one I talked to, how did you become what you are?
I have always been.
Is this a choice, though, to assist those of us that live on a physical planet?
It is my nature, and it is not only available to your planet.
Okay. And this has always been your role, you're saying, always your purpose?
Yes.
Is this something you could change?
No. It is what I am.
So you have no desire to be something else?
I am so much
mm-hmm.
as it is. There is nothing I require.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just curious to how you got where you're at and how where I'm at.
Indeed.
So.
And we would add here, of course, not all that is now always existed, but as long as it was possible for me to exist, I have been.
Mm, okay. And so, was there a time when you appeared to people, or was this always just through, I mean, could people actually see you?
Not with their physical eyes.
Okay.
There are those termed clairvoyant who would see me more tangibly, but this was their skill.
Why is it that the Egyptians were so connected?
They knew how important the greater life is.
Mm.
And the interplanetary connections, as well as very broad view of time. Very, very broad. Much different than the current common sense of time in your world.
Hmm. And so you're going to help us, and I'm guessing just like when we talk to the goddess energies, we are moving into this, what some people call a shift, a change.
You have moved into it, and it is in process.
It is process. And how long...
You're in the middle.
We're in the middle of the process.
Yes.
And so, and this is comes from our own desire, does it not?
It comes from your nature.
From our nature.
And your nature activates your desire.
Mm.
And it is not always a conscious desire.
Mm, okay. So I may not be aware of it.
Indeed.
Okay.
For there is the aspects that resist change, but they are more superficial. Mm. Compared to those aspects that springboard the change.
And why didn't this change, if it's really in our nature, why didn't this come sooner?
It has been in process for a very long time.
Mm.
It is not the first significant change.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been a while, and yet there have been many changes. If you look at a vast piece of machinery, yes, there are many cogs that are process of turning the wheel. They are all valuable.
Mm-hmm. And it all...
It's not so long from some points of view.
It all serves a purpose, I'm guessing, too. So we're really... Are we just trying to spiritually evolve? We're trying to evolve at all times, trying to experience and feel...
It is the nature of creation to expand.
The one you're speaking through, her and I were talking about that, and I asked her a question not long ago about, it's almost as if we couldn't do that, we wouldn't exist. What is your take on that?
You could not do what?
We could not exist if we did not expand, if we did not continue.
It is the nature of all beings to grow, to expand on many, many, many levels.
And if we chose not to do that, let's just say I chose to sit on a down in my basement or whatever in a chair for 6 million years, I'm not expanding. Or maybe I am.
You are equating your conscious mind with total control.
I know. But I'm just saying, if we didn't do that, but it's just something we naturally do, you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Trying to define it so maybe people that aren't familiar will have a better grasp on this.
Indeed.
So if I ask for your help, which I may do, because I certainly believe I'm going through transformation, as we probably all are. And what will I feel? Will I sense or feel anything?
Well, each being is somewhat different in their sensory perceptions.
Okay.
Do you feel me now?
I think I do, but I don't.
What does it feel like to you? Imagine that you know what I feel like. What would that be like?
Well, one, for sure, I feel like this really good energy, which I would define as love. I feel a really good, powerful energy. I can't define it.
And yet there is more that you sense that you do not have words for, yes?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, and so, yes, you sense my nature very well.
So, I guess at this point, I don't know what else to ask you. Would you like to say something else, Isis?
Indeed. I recommend to all that you call upon me when you are scared, when you are afraid that change will take you away from what you know, what you want, or what you think you want. Because I know that you will be reborn in any way that is appropriate for you into a better situation, a better experience, better in the sense of not that the other was bad or wrong, but that it is more you. There is more you available, and you are more fulfilled. You live a deeper and fuller way, and I know that my nature, it intimidates some. And yet it is part of the human experience. And it is of the light that recognizes the dark as a way for light to be magnified. And that is not dark in any sense of as evil, but simply that upon which light is not yet shining. For the being is birthed through the womb, yes? And there is no physical light there, although there is wonderful energies of light. But it is a protected place, and your dark can be a cocoon, a chrysalis even, out of which you emerge into your more fully expanded experience and expression of your nature. And it is my great and deep joy to uphold this in each one of you.
Well, I thank you very much.
You are most welcome, and we thank you. We are most grateful.
I don't know if we should go and maybe try to, we're already about 40 minutes in, so I don't know if we should do one more, or if Rosalind, if you want to return back.
It is welcome to close at this time. There will always be other opportunities available in the future.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
Sounds like Rosalind has landed back in her body here, I think.
I'm working on it. Yeah, hello.
So, was that what you thought it would be? Or you didn't have any expectations?
I'm certainly familiar with the energies. I haven't channeled them by voice before. Yeah. Isis is very big.
What do you mean by very big?
Possibly big energy moving through.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wasn't Aphrodite, according to the Greeks, like the goddess of love or something like that? Or...
Mm-hmm.
So when she was coming through and talking sensual stuff, I'm thinking, yeah, I think I remember that now in history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so what did you take away from Aphrodite?
It's very similar to what I got out of a meditation that I wrote from her point of view, of just a whole another level of appreciation of the physical world and experiencing it in itself as an expression of love.
You know, and I always wondered, and I believed, part of me has always believed that there was some truth to, you know, anything that we have about in our history, the origin of the Greek gods, the Egyptian gods. You know, why did every culture have those if there wasn't something more to it? And then you hear these stories of how the gods battled or did things to man. And I don't buy into that unless maybe there was some, maybe there were some beings that were here from another planet that were more advanced than us and maybe controlled things at one time. I mean, maybe some of that's possible. But I guess what I'm talking about with these goddess energies, you know, I asked them straight out if they had ever lived in human form, and they didn't. They're just energies that have been around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're energies of love, aren't they?
Yes. Everything that is authentically from source, everything that is not distorted must be.
Mm. So there are a lot of distortions along the way, too, then, I'm guessing.
I suppose there are.
We're not going to go.
I try to go for the clear channel.
I know. I just want, you know, people are so confused, and part of their confusion is maybe they're locked in some of those distortions. Is that not possible, Rosalind?
Certainly. And, you know, I'd also like to bring out that, you know, to me, personally, it doesn't matter that much. It really doesn't matter at all if you consider, are these real energies or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is something that's helpful to make use of, you know, if it's like the aggregate of people's thought forms on a topic, but
right.
It comes to you in a way that helps you with something, who cares? You know?
Right.
I don't know if you can ultimately prove anything because you always have to accept the terms by which it's proved.
I agree, and I don't need to always have an answer completely for everything because I do accept it and try to understand it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I just try to define it for maybe people listening and a little bit myself, if it's possible to define things.
So certainly, you know, to my point of view, you could consider it, you know, this is expression of those archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
And if those archetypes are useful for you, then you may want to explore that more.
You know, I found it interesting that Isis said that she's always been this kind of energy and always been assisting in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was always under the assumption that you may be an earth energy at one time, but then down the road, maybe you want to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's no correct answer to any of that.
What comes to me is that maybe you might evolve in a way where you become part of that energy.
Mm. Okay.
But that constellation of energy always is. It's not like, oh, now we're missing an Isis.
Right. It's always been there. So maybe some have come and gone. It's mm-hmm. a group of energies. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but to me it helps me because I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
So grasp it a little bit better I guess I want to know all mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. And maybe there will come a time when that'll be revealed. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. I think it was really interesting to hear these energies speak. What did you felt it was something unique?
Oh yeah, it was a good and expansive experience. So
it'll feel different.
I'd have the opportunity.
I mean, you've done this a little bit. I guess you haven't spoken to him verbally, but you felt him through you. So it's similar to what you felt before. Did you ever work with Aphrodite then?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay.
I have one of my early paintings is. Goddess paintings is an Aphrodite.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it was very cool. I liked it. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll do this again.
Look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.